Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You don't have to tell me. I know you're enjoying life because guess what? You're in your purpose. Are you pursuing your purpose? Because you already have the gift inside. God already did that before you were even thought of, before you even were born, okay? But, you know, if you're in your purpose, I'm in my purpose. And we need each other. We need each other in everything we do. I know everybody has to go through that spell, I'll say, or that phase that they think they can make it on their own, but you cannot make it on your own. The way it was designed is for us to be our brothers and our sisters' keeper. We actually, you feel better. I mean, and you don't do things to feel better, but let me tell you, when you have peace, when you have joy, when you actually have those things, your blood pressure down, gets your cholesterol, your diabetes, all those, that stress hormones, it is down because you are doing the things that God has already put in you to do. The thing we have to remember is everybody has a story, right? Everybody has been through ups and downs. Everybody has been in situations that they didn't want to be in, you know? But sometimes it's hard to get that out. Sometimes it's hard to get that voice to say things that needs to be said so we can actually help somebody else, or we can make sure we can try to help prevent something from happening to somebody else. All of those things we have to keep in mind when things occur in our life. Yes, we learn from the trials and tribulations, but as our foreparents always say, when you go through something, it's not for you. It's actually for the people that's coming after you. It's for the people around you. But we have to make sure that we stay focused, but you have to do something about it to help other people. And God will tell you, he will show you how to say it and when to say it. And you know, we do everything in a decent and in order. And always keep that in mind. That's important. But the reason I kind of went that way, because we have an awesome young lady with us today, our esteemed guest on Good Deeds, you know, this afternoon, this morning, depending on where you're listening live or listening to the replay. And what she does is she's a voice, okay, for the voiceless. I mean, we actually need people to actually, you know, stand up for us at times, you know, to be an advocate, someone to speak out and tell us, wait a minute, this situation I'm in don't look so good. I don't want to be in this, you know. And we have to talk about the things that we sweep under the rug. We have to talk about the things that was done. I think Pastor Clifford Dollar always say that was done in the back in the booth in the corner. We have to do that. And this young lady has been, she has that mantle over her life that she actually do that on a daily basis to help other people. But we don't want to delay because I have my pen and my paper and people have sent a couple of questions in already. But we want to welcome. I mean, guess what? She's a media person. She ain't going to tell you, but she actually, she'll let you say what you have to say, but she's going to come back and make sure you correct. You know, she's a speaker. She actually is an advocate for domestic violence and abuse. She's just a wonderful young lady that, from survivor to overcomer. I just love it. We want to welcome to Good Deeds, Rhonda A. Thompson. Are you there? Are you there, Miss Rhonda?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me, Miss Sunday. Can you hear me?
Well, thank you. So, yes, when you come in loud and clear. Well, we thank you because, you know, you have a busy schedule and we just have an honor. And it's an honor and a privilege to actually, and we see you all over social media. So we're just so glad that you actually took time to be here with us on Good Deeds. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, the things that's going on in your life and the things that you actually help other people with.
Yes, yes, I love to. Thank you so much for having me again. It's my pleasure to be amongst your audience and to have your ear for a few minutes. But I am a survivor of domestic violence as well as sexual assault. It has only been about a year or so that I began to share my voice, because I created an organization called Roles of Share and Transitional Living for Women in 2014. And I've been an advocate, and I've been, you know, working behind the scenes with women and helping them transition from an abusive relationship to freedom. But it had occurred to me that I had not shared my truth. Someone had asked me a question and said, "Well, why do you do the work that you do?" And most people ask that question. They're afraid to say, "Well, did you go through this?" Yeah, I did. And you know, it's I don't have any shame anymore. You know, I did live behind the mask for many years, and even after eliminating and dealing with the abuse in my life, I still lived behind a mask because I was ashamed that the church wouldn't accept me. And I was sadly mistaken. My church family loved me even more. And so I put on a mask to protect myself from, you know, not fitting in the crowd, but God never intended for me to fit in. He intended for me to stand out. So I have had the analogy or the realization that I am a voice for the voices, because there are many of us that are still suffering in silence, and silence is deadly. So I have been advocating. I do domestic violence panels. I put on events and all kinds of things to bring awareness to domestic violence. I am very active on social media, but behind the scenes, it's not all pretty. It's not all glitz and glamour. It's tough work. It's really hard work, because you want to help, and sometimes you don't have all the resources to help the way you would want to. Our organization currently provides supportive services to women and children, and that can mean whatever they need in transition, you know, whether it's food, clothing, you know, they need a little self-esteem building, and some agencies may not think about hair and makeup and Bath and Body Works to, you know, give to a victim to help her feel better. If it's a donation, then yes, but that's part of what I believe in. I believe if you can help a person feel better about themselves on the inside, they'll be more reluctant to make the same choices in partners going forward. So I believe in the total man. I believe in spiritually, mentally, and physically to rehabilitate that person from hurt to a harmonious life. So yeah, we are working. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Our goal is to be able to provide housing to families that are fleeing domestic violence. So we have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree. But let's step back a minute, because a lot of people, this is what they, you know, they say. So we have to always make sure we educate people with the right information, and you do that so wonderfully. But when we say the word domestic violence, what really, you know, what's the umbrella of what we say a lot is the working definition of what a young lady, a young man can say, "Wait a minute, that happened to me," or "that's happened to me," and they can say, "Maybe I need to contact this service because I didn't know it was wrong," or whatever, or something mm-hmm. of that nature. So just let us know what is domestic violence, and what do the people experience, you know, not specifically what they experience, but, mm-hmm. you know, emotionally, you know, that they go through.
That is a very good question. I'm glad you asked, because in sharing my story and in bringing awareness, it's very important for people to understand that domestic violence is not just hitting, but that is one of the things that we as people can see and we can identify with, that I was physically hit. It does not start out as hitting. Abusers are very cunning and crafty in how they subdue their victim, and it may not even be intentional, but the fact that they have experienced domestic violence in their household before could potentially make them a abuser, an advocate, or a victim. So Domestic violence, it is a big umbrella. Domestic, the word domestic really means family, close, you know, close-knit family, or, you know, it could be any family member could domestically abuse you. Then we have what's called intimate partner abuse, which is when you are in a male and female, or female, or male and male, intimate relationship that is not family associated. So those are some key things to understand, that it can be a cousin abusing another cousin, or whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, financial. People don't really understand that financial is a huge, huge issue with domestic violence, and that particular abuse often crosses over with, you know, sexual abuse as well as physical abuse and mental abuse. You have the abuser that will withhold finances from you, or the ability to have resources to keep you in subjection. Or submission to him or her, because domestic violence is not, it has no economic status. It has nothing to do with your gender. It has nothing to do with, you know, your education. 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime, and as it relates to teens, 1 in 3 teens will experience it. So it's even more on the teen side. And, you know, it will, you know, potentially could start out with what we think is just general arguments, a simple slap or push, or calling, name calling, or saying things that make you feel less than a person or less than who God called you to, which will ultimately make you, you know, make you feel less than yourself. And the idea behind that is to get you in a place that only I, the abuser, can lift you up. I can tear you down and I can lift you up. And when your friends and the world tell you you're beautiful, you won't believe it, because I'm the one in control in this situation. Isolation is a big sign for domestic violence victims in any form, in any of the forms of abuse that I spoke of. Isolation is a key component to making sure that you don't tell anybody, so that this abuse that this abuse will stop, and so that your family don't encourage you or come in between our relationship or try to tell you what to do. Those are things that the abuser will use to make you feel like, I don't want to tell them because they're going to try to break us up, or he just was drinking a little bit late and I shouldn't have said that to him, or I shouldn't have did that to her. The bottom line with abuse is control, one's ability to control and subdue you. And once you start to give sign to the fact that you can be controlled, they continue. And for people that may not know if they're in an abusive relationship, if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel love, what does the Bible say about love? Think about those things. If you don't feel, when you come in that person's presence and you feel like you have to be on eggshells to make sure that you don't ignite his or her anger, or you have to check off every item you spent at the grocery store to make sure he understands what you spent the money on. Now in a marital relationship, you do have to tell your spouse, you know, what's going on with the finances. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's a whole nother level of, you know, checks and balances that abusers will use to financially make sure that you don't have a complete out, and so they may withhold the money or hold it back, or, you know, want to check and make sure that you didn't spend, that you wasn't saving money on the side. Someone sent me a commercial of a lady, and people always ask why don't the victim leave, and it was a commercial. It was an amazing commercial where this lady was in her house, but she, inside her bedroom was a cage. And she was inside the cage of the, I think it was the bathroom. The cage was between the bedroom and the bathroom. And she's looking out. The man is watching.
Miss Rhonda, are you there? Ladies and gentlemen, I think we her call dropped, but we'll continue. What we'll do right quickly, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, this is Good Deeds. We'll go to a quick commercial break, and then she'll get back on. You know how those cell phones do. We love them, but we can't live without them, okay? So we'll do a quick commercial break, and we'll get Miss Rhonda back in real quickly.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires of Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
But we're glad our sponsor, that's one of our premium sponsors, Mr. John Schamberger with Millionaires in Training, Owners Only. And they actually, their radio show is actually every Wednesday, okay, right before you go to Bible study, right before you just relax or whatever you do on Wednesdays at 5:30 also. But we actually, I got Ms. Rhonda back in here. You know how those cell phones. But I think we kind of stopped off when you said that people don't feel comfortable. And then also that financial component, you know, because I've heard so many people, Rhonda, say that. And it makes me kind of upset. I just be, you know, transparent. When people say, well, why you didn't leave? But that's very important that everything's in the other person's name.
Yeah, it's every situation is different, and anybody that is in an abusive relationship, or if you have identified with the fact that you're possibly in an abusive relationship, or you know someone that may be, and you know they're not changing, they're constantly staying with this person, they make excuses for them. The best thing you can do is pray and be supportive. They need to create a customized escape plan in order to get out. Let me finish about this commercial, and I'm going to talk about that escape plan. So the woman was hiding money inside of a tampon box. So the tampon cardboard tubes that came inside tampons, she was over time hiding money in it. She had on an orange jumpsuit as if she was in prison. And while the man was sleeping, she started pulling out, she had the tampon box inside a wall as if she was in a real prison. And when he went to sleep, she pulled out the box and started pulling the money out. Now it's time for me to make my escape. And then my caption said, I wish you all would stop asking that stupid question. And you know what the question is. Why don't they leave? Mm. That is a question we all want to know, because we can't understand why someone strong and beautiful and full of life would stay in an abusive relationship. It's many reasons. The woman had to hide money. She can leave and go where? If she goes to a family member, she could easily be found if he's the type of abuser that's going to seek her out. He has already threatened to kill her or kill her family if she leaves. And over time, you will begin to believe this. So you have to have a calculated plan in order to get out. If you have children and they have to go to school, or you work a job, but you know, he can come there, or you don't work a job, you don't have money to go anywhere outside of, you know, your immediate circle, or shelters are always full. There are many reasons. So I really need our community to stop asking that question and start asking, how can I help? Because that is the only way that victims will start to feel comfortable with divulging what they're going through and asking for help. Until we can start showing in our actions that we really want to see you through this, they're going to continue to stay in silence and hide.
Yeah, that's so true. Let me, and this brings a great segue a little bit into, because you're in hot Atlanta, because Atlanta has so many statistics of being the mega this, the place that for football, the place that you actually, I think the new one is film and production, if you want to get into that. But the sad thing is we have a lot of high statistics and trafficking, kids, adults, and what goes along with that, of course, is abuse. Kind of speak on that, and I know things happen in the smaller cities, but what have, you know, what you're saying with resources, are people, you know, do you have people that's helping you in the things that you're doing? I mean, and tell us a little bit of what the need is and what we actually, instead of keep continuing to ask that question, like you just said, what we actually need to put into action.
Mm-hmm. Okay, couple of questions here. So the first one of our needs is finances. Because we don't physically have a shelter yet, that's our goal, to be able to provide housing. We have to rely on other domestic violence organizations to help a client with housing. If they're full, then we need to come up with money or at least have a emergency fund to be able to provide a hotel stay. The problem is that's just a Band-Aid, you know. And if they have a place to go into another state, we want to be able to send them to their family in another state and get them completely out of the situation. So we need financial help. We need sponsors. We're having our big fundraiser in October 22nd. It's called Living Behind the Mask, which is a gala. It's a masquerade gala, and living behind the mask is exactly what victims do for many years. And we are raising money for our building campaign. So getting involved with other agencies, our agency, we need volunteers. We're looking for additional board members. We need partnerships with businesses that cook, restaurants that have food, or, companies that provide toiletries and things like that we can at least say, okay, while you're in transition, here's a toiletry bag that you can have. But yeah, there are all type of ways to help. And as it relates to the human sex trafficking, which is really huge, I'm not very educated on human sex trafficking because my focus has been in one direction. But they do cross over. I do know that Atlanta was at least the hub for human sex trafficking, and we're not talking adults, we're talking children, we're not talking just girls, we're talking about your boys, and these kids are being sold off into the sex trade, and sometimes kids even find themselves going down that road, not even necessary that the boogeyman kidnapped them, but they got involved with a girlfriend who was a little more advanced than her and encouraged her that we could start stripping to make money, and then they get into a world that they can't get out of. So it's really big. I will say between the year 2010 and 2014, according to the Georgia Coalition Fatality Report, Atlanta had reported cases, 62,000 children over the course of 4 years that was on a scene during a domestic violence situation. That was on a scene. So we have 62,000 children that will either be an advocate, they will either be a victim, or they will either be an abuser because of the behavior that they're seeing in their homes. So, and that's only in 4 years, and that's only the cases that have been reported. In a 10-year span, 2015 was the highest year where an abuser kills the entire family and their self-family died. It's where you kill the whole family. We had 139 cases where the abuser took themselves out, the victim, and the children. That is the highest in 10 years. So we got some issues in Georgia while all the glitz and glam is going on. And, people are really concerned about community, we have to take care of some issues as it relates to our children. If we can help the women, and then men that are abusers need help too. They need to be able to, you know, have an outlet to go, because some of them have some mental illnesses. Some of them have some alcohol and drug, you know, problems. And some of them have been abused themselves, so they're just repeating the behavior.
Yeah, I understand that too. I tell people this because people love to visit me here in Atlanta. I say it's one thing of visiting Atlanta. It's a whole nother thing living here, because when, you know, a lot of things are going on here, and we got to protect our kids. So, oh my God, it's a lot that we need to do instead of always just talking. We actually need to put it to action. But this, what I want to do is, because time goes by so quickly, I just wanted for you to say what's on your heart, because, you know, we never know who's listening live. We never know who's listening to the archives sometimes. You know, it could be today. It could be, you know, whenever. But they feel what we said earlier, feel uncomfortable in a situation, you know. You know, kind of speak to them and what you think they, you know, because they feel bad enough because they feel uncomfortable. And then when you finish that, please tell us how we can contact you and how we can support you on the social media network.
Awesome. Well, can I switch it around and give that first, because I don't want to rush through that. You can reach me on social media, Facebook, Rhonda A. Thompson. Also, my organization is Rose of Sharon ATL on Facebook. Our website is www.r as in Robert, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, ATL.org. And if there is someone listening that is a part of a domestic violence situation, you already know. After hearing some things that we discussed today, you know where you are. And if you think that this person will harm you for leaving, plan it out how you can leave. But you do have to make that decision and leave. And to those that are listening that may know someone who you see that is in a domestic violence situation, and you can tell, it doesn't always have to be physical. You can tell by how she feels when he calls, or how she feels when she is running late and she should be home by a certain time, or she at least told him she will be home by a certain time, and time has lapsed and her anxiety is showing up that she missed her deadline. Those are some key factors that something is going on. I say to my community, don't be judgmental. Pray and ask them, how can I help you? If they don't know how you can help them, figure it out. Go to my website. Reach out to the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence hotline. Those numbers are on my website where you can go and get help. There's also links on my website in certain counties. I put a link for you to go to learn how to file a temporary protection order, because you have to get the paperwork part so that the courts can see that you are doing your due diligence to protect yourself. But you cannot stay in that relationship. I do say leave, but I say leave with the help of an advocate to help you figure out a plan of escape. Watch your computer history. Make sure that you are cleaning the cache or the cookies out of your computer if you're researching domestic violence organizations, and be very careful with who you tell what you're going through, because some families, this is a repeat cycle, and they too don't want to be exposed. So be diligent and know that if you are uncomfortable, if you feel unsafe, chances are you are unsafe.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. But we just thank you so much, because this was a great information that we actually, just like you said so wonderfully before, that we can, you know, apply to ourselves and the things we're going through. And, of course, pass that information on to somebody else, because, you know, I started to show off, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So we actually need to be confidential, and when people tell us things, and of course help them and do it with a spirit of excellence. So we thank you so much, Ms. Rhonda A. Thompson. We thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please do not to hesitate to contact us.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. You guys, you know what we do here on Good Deeds? We actually bring you information that we can make ourselves better, that we can shine our light that's already inside of us. So we have to talk about these difficult and tough topics. We have to, because we got to help each other. We cannot stand and sit here anymore. We actually need to get up and do something, okay, because we actually have to help each other. You know how to get in contact with us as Good Deeds if you want to know about the radio, the TV, the publishing company, our nonprofit organization, the speaking that I do personally, my ministry, everything is, guess what, in one website. All our social media is www.reneesunday.com. If you want sponsorship information, advertising, all of that is there as well. But I want to let you know you do have a reason that you were born, and you have a reason that you are here now. You have a calling. You have a purpose. But we have to do three things. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. I love you, love you, love you, but guess what? God loves you best. We'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.